Most people wish for a white Christmas. Bing Crosby certainly did.
I'm dreaming of a white.
But you seldom hear of a white Thanksgiving. That is exactly what farmers in southwest Oklahoma experienced. Brent Straub farms near Lone Wolf.
How much snow did you get?
I don't know who you talk to, but anywhere between 8 and 10 inches.
Pretty rare, isn't it?
Yeah. The biggest rarity about it is there's not a single drift around. It all stayed where it fell, which is awesome. It's not running down the bar ditches.
Well, and you could certainly use the moisture.
Oh, yeah. We'll take several snows like this. If they'd all fall like this, it wouldn't be a problem in the world.
Can you ever remember getting this much snow around Thanksgiving?
Not really. Not in one setting. I mean, not all in one night anyway. I mean, it's just kind of amazing for this part of the state, but we'll take it. I don't know. The almanac has said it's going to be a colder and wetter winter. They may be on the money. I mean, we're started out that way anyhow.
Have you been hearing of any problems getting to the cattle?
No, not really. We didn't drift anywhere. You could drive anything up and down the roads nearly. I mean, while the snow was still soft, before it got icier, most of the time if we had this much snow and the wind blowing 30 miles an hour, there would have been 10-foot drifts around. But really, it was really fortunate in that aspect that we could get to all of our cattle no problem and go break ice for them and put hay out and what have you. And no problems on that side of it.
That's Brent Straub. He farms near Lone Wolf in southwest Oklahoma, where almost a foot of snow fell a few days before Thanksgiving. They estimate the snow amounted to about 3/4 of an inch of moisture, badly needed for an area still suffering from the drought. With today's Agriculture First Report, I'm Sam Knipp for the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.